USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, is making three appearances on Capitol Hill this week. Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff tells ABC's This Week that House lawmakers have a lot of questions for Cohen.
Why the false statements before our committee when he first appeared? Did they go beyond what he told us about Moscow Trump Tower into other areas as well? Who would have been aware of the false testimony that he was giving? What other light can he shed now that he's cooperating on issues of obstruction of justice or collusion? What more can he tell us about the Trump Tower New York meeting or any other issues relevant to our investigation? We think he has a lot to offer.
North Korea has warned President Trump to not listen to critics that are undermining efforts to improve relations between the two countries. The two leaders will meet this Wednesday and Thursday in Hanoi. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
The House takes action this week on the President's declaration of a national emergency. Republican Senator Roy Blunt, appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, was asked if President Trump had the authority to bypass Congress.
I think there is a likelihood that he is within the law that Congress passed, but, you know, that was long before I got to the Congress. No president has used that law this way before. I think we're going to have to evaluate whether this is really the intention of an emergency. Is it really an emergency if, again, the president asked the Congress to do it and they fail to? That's different than the way this law has been used in the past.
A Boeing 767 cargo jetliner disintegrated when it crashed into a bay east of Houston, Texas. Witnesses say they heard the engine surging, then it went nose first into Trinity Bay. Three people are confirmed dead as a result of the crash. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A weekend blizzard leaves interstate motorists stranded in Nebraska. More from USA Radio's Rick Vincent in Omaha.
Interstate 80 through Nebraska was shut down in three different locations in a two-hour period during yesterday's blizzard. Corey Thomas is with the State Patrol.
One of them was near Aurora. That was about a 15 to 25 car pileup with about 50 cars stranded behind that one. The largest accident looks like it was around York yesterday, just east of York, where we had about 30 to 35 cars. And there were about 100 vehicles behind that one. And both of those crashes, we actually did have fire and rescue vehicles that were struck as well as they were responding. And we have had some injuries.
The weekend blizzard dropped 6 to 10 inches of snow on Nebraska.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says President Trump will stay on message at this week's summit with North Korea's Kim Jong-un. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Secretary Pompeo says President Trump will tell leader Kim Jong-un there is only one alternative to his nation not giving up its nuclear weapons.
Remaining a nation that is unable to trade, unable to grow, unable to take care of its own people.
Pompeo says if that's understood, the next goals are to form a better relationship with the North and to help turn its economy into a functioning system like that of South Korea. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.